And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, and today we're talking with Hank Christensen. He's the Vice President, Eastern Regional Director for Consult a Doctor. That's right, Consult a Doctor. Hank, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, David, very much for having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, people say, what is telemedicine? And I say, I don't know. So that's why I bring you on the show.
And I'll fill in the blank for you.
Please, thank you.
So it's actually been around for, 40, 50 years anyway. And if you go back to the Korean War and the MASH units, you can go back to that program that many of us remember as MASH. In those instances, you had medical providers in the field who were talking by radio to physicians about how to treat injured soldiers who were at war. And that, in fact, is telemedicine as we know it today. You have 24/7 access by landline, mobile phone, a video Skype-like process, and email to a network that amounts to about 6,000 doctors throughout the country. And that these doctors, when you talk with them, have access to your electronic medical record, and so they know your, family history for illness, your allergies. They also know what medicines you're taking. And so they have 2 years of prescriptive drug information about you or your child. And by the way, when you're a member of Consult a Doctor, that means that all your household members are also members of Consult a Doctor, meaning your spouse, your significant other, your mother, if she happens to be living with you, et cetera. And so these physicians have an electronic medical record, and they have 2 years of prescriptive drug information. And these physicians, doctors, can diagnose and they can prescribe, and they will do that telephonically. And if they prescribe, they will send electronically a prescription order to a pharmacy of your choice. And, it can be the CVS down the road. If you happen to be traveling and you're in North Carolina, they will send electronically a prescription to a pharmacy. And they actually will, through a GPS system, be able to identify where you are and where the closest pharmacy is when you're traveling. So it's not a program that has an interest in cutting out your primary care doctor or your son or daughter's pediatrician. In fact, electronic records of any consultations, with your permission, of course, are sent directly to, to your physician. So this is a program that is twice mentioned in the Affordable Care Act as an agent that provides inexpensive, easy access to health care. And in a nutshell, that's sort of what telemedicine is, and that is a fairly good description of Consult a Doctor.
So when we're talking about telemedicine, let's talk about first on the consumer side, because I think we'll then talk about the company side after that. Who are the doctors? Who are these individuals on the other end of the phone or at the other end of the Skype? And,
sure.
How do they say, people might go, well, they don't know me like my doctor. How will they prescribe? How will they know what my blood pressure is? How will they know some basic information?
In regards to blood pressure, temperature, and pulse, that can be provided in two ways. We actually have a mouse, and so if you're working from a computer, we also have an app that, with your mobile phone, works in conjunction with the camera. Pretty amazing technology. And at the end of the day, by the way, Consult a Doctor ultimately is a incredible, powerful technology that, at the end sort of that process, does connect a user, a member, to a physician. 50% of the doctors of our network of 6,000 are hospital-based physicians. So if you're talking to a physician in Maine, that physician may very well be an employee of a hospital within the state of Maine. 35% of our physicians are in solo, small group, large group practices. And interestingly, another 10% or so of our physicians are older physicians who may be slowing down their practice but are interested in a revenue stream and want to continue practicing medicine. And by the way, as I mentioned, hospitals and group practices, physicians, there's a revenue stream that goes to those practices. And so hospitals make money, doctors make money providing the consultations. And so that's essentially what the network looks like. All U.S. trained, board certified, all physicians that you talk to are in the confines of the United States.
All right, so from a consumer side, it's talking to a, quote, real doctor, someone who's licensed,
yep,
somebody who is qualified. They're going to be getting the basic information. They'll tell you if necessary to go to the hospital. They'll tell you if necessary to do what needs to be done to make sure that you're safe and sound and all that,
yep,
sort of,
yep,
stuff. It just provides for the routine things that, you know, no need to go to the ER sometimes to maybe save some money on that end from that perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave, I'll say a couple of things.
Sure.
I'm sure that you are aware that in the United States we have, you know, more specialists, but we have fewer and fewer, you know, doctors who take care of our, you know, day-to-day needs and make referrals to, you know, specialists. And the consulted doctor does a very nice job of helping people use less doctor's visits, certainly less urgent care and emergency room visits. And what we know is that we all wait a long time for appointments. You know, we're waiting, you know, a week or 2 weeks, and if it's a specialist, we're waiting 3 or 4 or 6 weeks, you know, for an appointment. Through consulted doctor or through telemedicine, you have immediate access, you know, to a physician. You will ordinarily talk with the doctor in around less than 90 seconds. Right now, we're averaging 20 seconds. To talk with a physician in your home state, in Maine in your particular case, we guarantee a physician between 30 minutes and 1 hour right now, average wait time 20 minutes. And that also is true, you know, for the Skype function. So it's very immediate. And interestingly, our physicians prescribe less often than when you go to see your physician on average. And our physicians spend more time with you than on average when you go to see your physician. Nationally, the numbers will suggest that an average doctor's appointment for a routine medical concern, 5 to 6 minutes. We right now are averaging about 14 minutes with our consultation. So there's no rush. U.S. certified physician, 24/7 access. And you mentioned, you know, this isn't my physician. This is, you know, this is a doctor that I don't know. And, you know, any time that you go to an ER, you go to an urgent care visit, any time you go to the physician covering for your physician because, you know, he's away or she's away, you're always going to be talking with a doctor that, practically speaking, doesn't know you. But I would contend that because our physicians have access to your electronic medical record and 2 years of prescriptive history, that they in fact probably know more about you than if you walked into Maine Medical Center, into the emergency room.
Well, we've talked, sure, a little bit about the individual side, right? So now what I want to do is switch gears slightly here and talk about the corporate side, because obviously, mm-hmm, HR professionals, business leaders listening to this show going, well, that sounds interesting. It sounds like something I might be interested in personally. It might be something that my family could use. It might be something a friend of mine, oh my God, that could probably save some money, assuming that the price point is right and you know, all that sort of good stuff. How does this benefit a company, an organization, maybe an association? How does this benefit to them, and how does it interact with the fact that they offer health care in terms of either maybe through Anthem or through Harvard Pilgrim, one of the other health care programs that's out there? So talk about that dynamic together.
Sure. Telemedicine, in this particular case, consulted doctor, is not a replacement for a health plan. Although, I will say sort of on the sideline that if you are an individual who either has no insurance or, as many do today, have high deductible plans, telemedicine, consulted doctor, is a very welcome fit. So if you take, for example, an individual who has no insurance or an employer who has many people who are part-time who have no insurance, consulted doctor provides you with 24/7 access to a physician. And one element that I didn't mention is that you also receive what's called the Well Card, which is a prescription drug discount card. So you do have access to a doctor 24/7 for common medical problems, and you have a prescription drug card that gives you very significant discounts. Our physicians, like in the state of Maine, always prescribe first generics. And so again, if you're an individual, you know, who has no insurance, but you have consulted doctor and the prescription card, you're not doing too bad. Now, if you fall down and break your leg, you don't have much coverage. But for common stuff, which is 80% of the reason why people go to medical doctors, urgent care, and emergency rooms, you have pretty good coverage. From the employer perspective, there is increasingly a lot of interest in telemedicine. Right now, penetration into the United States, into companies in the United States, 5 or 6%. So 5 or 6 people, you know, out of 100 have access to telemedicine. The industry suggests that penetration will be 40% within 24 months. So in the next 24 months, there's going to be an incredible amount of growth in the telemedicine industry. That within 5 years, most all Americans, through some vehicle, will have telemedicine available to them. Employers are particularly interested in telemedicine because it literally saves them money. And it does that because when I take my child to the emergency room because my child has pink eye, that really doesn't belong, we all know that, in the emergency room. On one hand, on the other hand, you know, on a Saturday afternoon or a Tuesday evening, what do you do if you don't have access to health care otherwise? You go to urgent care, you go to emergency rooms, and those are very expensive visits for companies, organizations, unions, associations, and in fact, they're expensive for individuals. If you go to the emergency room, many plans, you know, you pay a $100 copay, and you know, you may or may not know that at the same time, your company picks up probably a $500 or $600 bill, and that's simply to be seen. That's not, well, then I had x-rays, and they checked this, and they checked that. It's just the basic emergency room visit. Average cost for an emergency room visit in the United States, over $1,000, a little less than $1,100. I'm told by brokers, I don't know that you've suggested it, David, but I'm told by many in the state of Maine that, in fact, your emergency room visits are more expensive, maybe in the $1,200 or $1,300 range on average. Then the other piece that why employers are interested in telemedicine is when I get sick and I go to the doctor, oftentimes I'm going to take, you know, a half a day or a full day away from work to do that. Now, I'm not out because I'm sick. I'm out because I'm seeing a physician. With consulted doctor, you have 24/7 access immediately to a doctor, and in many situations, end up going to work the next day in preference to being out of work for maybe 8 hours, you know, for a medical visit. And then when you think about it in terms of families, you know, I have a friend who has 5 kids, and pink eye just recently went through his household, and he, between him and his wife, they took 3 different times, they took time off from work to take their kid to the pediatrician. With telemedicine, consult a doctor, that's no longer necessary. You'll get the prescription that you need, you'll get it in a very timely fashion, and you won't be away from the workplace. And so employers literally love telemedicine, and are, you know, increasingly so. Our doctor's offices routinely are open only about 25% of the week, 40 hours a week. There's over 160 hours in the week. 75% of the time, we don't have immediate access to our primary care doctor. My doctor, I kiddingly say this, he's a Harvard grad, and I don't know if that gives him the right, but when I call him at 5 minutes past 5 on a weekday, it says, Hurwitz Medical Center is closed. And you could wait for him to say, or them to say, and if this is an emergency, they don't even do that. I mean, that office is closed. I'm on my own. Now, he's a wonderful doctor. 15 years I've been going to him. But when he shuts down, I'm shut down.
Talk to me about, and you know, part of the question for Basic centered on how does this work with a current plan that you have from Anthem through Harvard or one of the other plans. Talk to me about an organization and they're saying, well, if I wanted to add this to my company, how would this conflict with, work in conjunction with, or be different from the plan that I have, other than that we understand certainly it's not one of their plans. We do get that
sure,
part of it.
Sure. In fact, there are some health plans that are, you know, engaging telemedicine companies, but for the most part, that's not happening. And, you know, while you have a health plan, consult a doctor, we reference it as it's a bolt-on. It sort of fits onto the side of a health plan. It gives individuals a different access inexpensively to care. It interferes not at all with, you know, your interest in having a primary care doctor, with the hospitals that you're urged to use. When one of our physicians writes a prescription, you simply go down, you know, to the pharmacy and give them your Harvard Pilgrim card, no different than if you had gone to the emergency room and they wrote you out or they called in a prescription. So it does not interfere whatsoever with your health plan, with one exception. It decreases claims. And for those who work in the employee benefit world, we all know that at the end of the day, what you pay for when you pay for health insurance is you pay for claims. And if you have fewer claims, you have less cost.
I think one of the things that people might say are, well, I have a health care plan. And yeah, this telemedicine sounds interesting, sounds great. But, hey, I'm a CFO, and I have limited dollars to spend. And I'm not necessarily a big company, so I'm part of a smaller group plan that may be a health, you know, through one of the plans. And especially when you're talking Maine, you're talking about a majority of the companies here are smaller to mid-sized companies, and they may not be affected by a rate change based upon their own usage rate of their health plan. It's really more of a big group rate. So why should I provide this extra information, this extra cost to my organization at times when, you know, things are tight?
Yeah. One, I'd go back and again mention the productivity piece, meaning that you're going to have less people taking time away from work if they have telemedicine available to them. In addition to that, at least as I understand it, most plans, most employers have moved to high deductible plans. That means that, you know, that first, you know, $2,000, you know, is out of your pocket, you know, as the employee or, you know, as a family member, you know, as you pay for, you know, medical care. And so consequently, if you take a, you know, reasonably healthy individual who has a high deductible plan, those people sometimes avoid medical care. And I don't think any employer, while they would like their people to be healthy and they want their people to be at work, they don't want their employees to avoid care because of the cost. And so, you know, consequently with telemedicine, there's no reason to avoid it. You have unlimited 24/7 access to a doctor. There's no additional cost with consulted doctor. That's not true for our competition. With consulted doctor, sort of a prepaid plan, your employer pays it, or you pay it along with your employer, or you pay it as an individual, or in some cases it's a voluntary benefit. But once you have paid that premium, you have unlimited access. And by the way, David, that then brings in what I consider to be a very important aspect of telemedicine, which is peace of mind. Which that means is that I can call a doctor and I can say, you know, I'm not feeling so great, and, you know, and these are my symptoms, and, you know, while I don't know that I need a prescription, you know, I just would like sort of a medical opinion about what I have going on. Or parents who sometimes wait around not taking their child to the doctor, sort of wondering if they should or not, certainly being a good, very good parent, they can sort of do, I'll call it early intervention. They can call a physician and say, you know, this is what's going on with my son, or, you know, I think possibly my daughter has what the other children, you know, in the daycare program have. Or my son is a baseball player. He got hurt sliding into second base, and I'd like you to, through a Skype, I'd like you to take a look at, you know, his range of motion in his knee. You know, it's fairly swollen. We're not sure what we should do about it right now. And, you know, one thing that I didn't mention about, you know, consult a doctor is you also can schedule an appointment. So you can call consult a doctor at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and schedule an appointment for 9 o'clock at night. And a physician will call you at 9 o'clock at night.
You know, it's the, what I look at this and I say to myself, a huge benefit for organizations, especially if they have employees that travel or are in remote areas, or even when I think about Maine, and I'm using Maine as an example, but you know, it could be New Hampshire, could be Vermont, could be upstate New York, could be anywhere in these remote areas where it's very difficult to get to a doctor. They may be an hour drive away. They could be a couple hour drive away. And the ease and simplicity of being able to use the, as you said, that peace of mind to know, yep, you do need to go see your doctor because, yeah, you probably broke it. And, you know, that's not something we can fix here over the phone. Or you probably just need to wrap it up a little and take some whatever. And
ibuprofen, Tylenol,
and really make it, you know, happen that way. So the benefits seem huge for an organization to look at how they can be more productive and help their employees be more productive in every sense of the way.
Yes. I mean, here's some examples of situations where, you know, using consulted doctor probably makes sense. You basically need medical care 24/7, and your physician isn't available. You need medical care, and you have to access it from remote areas. Or some listeners may have experienced recently that a hospital in their area closed. And so we also know that in this country, we have fewer and fewer hospitals that are available to people, again, in more remote areas. You can use consulted doctor when you simply need a refill on a prescription. During the flu season, we have the flu line, and people can call. The physician can identify that, that David, you have the flu, and Hank, you have a bad cold, and David, would you like a prescription for Tamiflu? And by the way, would you also like us to send electronically a note to your employer, letting your employer know that you have the flu and that you're going to be, you really need to be out of work for a couple of days? Telemedicine is a great program, you know, when you simply can't meet face to face with your doctor or a specialist. You can't get a timely appointment. You aren't feeling great. You call the doctor and he says, well, you know, let's see, it's Wednesday, I can get you in next Monday. So you have immediate access to a doctor. And then for some individuals, they simply can't afford the copay. Or the deductible, trying, you know, to meet the deductible that they have. Some people don't want to go to urgent care or the emergency room. And in fact, I think that we all know increasingly that those are probably not great places to go in the first place, that some people go to the emergency room with one thing and, in fact, come out of it being sick with another thing that they got because they simply were there in the first place. And some people can't afford to take, you know, time off from work. I mean, you know, we're busy people. We have demanding schedules, and it's not always easy. And then, as you mentioned, David, sometimes we're traveling, and we get sick, or we need a prescription, or we need a refill on a prescription. We're out of the area, and we haven't the faintest idea where to go. And ordinarily, we would simply go to emergency rooms.
Now, it certainly is a, you know, the overall premise, the overall concept here is excellent. I think that more and more when companies and organizations think about how they can help their employees in ways that are not only beneficial to them personally, but beneficial to the company, and that the cost of the program and that the organization can look at it and say, hey, that really is a benefit to my whole team, to make it all work. You know, we've talked here now for this full segment on telemedicine, and I want to thank you very much for being on the show today. If somebody wants to know about your website, what's the website information?
Sure, www.cadrplus.com, cadrplus.com. That's our website. And there you'll find, you know, pricing, you know, information, which we didn't touch on. We certainly could. My email address is H, and I'll spell it CHRISTIANSEN at CADRplus.com. Phone number 774-200-1840. And then we're working with many brokers in the state of Maine. Please talk to yours. And then one other option is Stephen Wellsprings. It's an EAP company based in Maine. They are very interested in promoting consultant doctor and doing a lot of work for us in the state of Maine.
No, that's great. And Steve Stevens has been on this show. He's a great guest and a good friend here of mine personally, and I know he's a great guy to certainly be contacting for this information. Hank, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And now your HR tip of the week. There are a number of great apps that have come out lately in regards to HR productivity. Here are a couple of them. One, Waze, that's Waze.com. If you commute or travel as part of your HR role, one way to increase productive work time in the office is to decrease the amount of time you spend getting there. Waze.com integrates crowdsourced traffic data with GPS navigation, bringing you a real-time peek at the travel conditions wherever you are, and it's free. Second would be TurboScan. Of course, one of the primary ways an app increases productivity in terms of productive work time is by letting you perform traditionally in-office functions while away from your desk. TurboScan optimizes your smartphone's built-in camera to double as a high-quality document scanner, allowing you to quickly and easily snap and store printed documents on the go. Finally, cloud storage. Dropbox, Windows.Microsoft.com, and Drive.Google are all three top-of-mind cloud storage devices that allow you to share files and store while on the road. That has been your HR Tip of the Week. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.